going to talk to you about just knowing the Holy Spirit. I'm just loving our Wednesday nights. We're just taking and talking how the Holy Spirit is. Some differences that you may begin to notice and begin to see how the Holy Spirit is wanting to move in your life. It's just important. The Holy Spirit really makes a difference. And the Holy Spirit is our nurturer. He comes to nurture us in the things of God. And I told you last week, just like your mother is in this earth to nurture you in the things of life, far as physical things, the Holy Spirit comes in that same nature to nurture you in the things of the Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit wants to teach us how to live in that other realm. Lanny doesn't. He just wants to teach. How's our Zach doing? Doing great. So thankful. Praise God. And so the Holy Spirit wants to nurture us in a new way of living. Now, what the enemy really tries to do, he just tries to tell you, well, you'll get beside yourself and you'll just be in loony land before you know it. But that's not what the Holy Spirit wants. Holy Spirit wants to introduce you into a new level of living and a new level of knowing, a new level of feeling. So really, your physical body is just the clothing for your spirit. Your spirit is the real you. And so the Bible says we're clothed with this body. That's the terminology the King James uses. We're clothed. So it's just like a coat. If I had a coat and I take off that coat, it would have a general appearance of my body, but it'd be lifeless without my body. Well, that's the same way, that we are within the realm of the Holy Spirit. So the real you, the real part of you is the Holy Spirit. Then you are clothed. You're clothed around your spirit with your body. And so we're taught so much how to walk in accordance with the physical or in accordance with our body. And the Holy Spirit comes to nurture you, though, into that new life. And this new life is important, because the Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants to introduce you to heaven now. And so that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. It's introducing you to heaven, heaven's economy, heaven's thoughts, the way heaven operates. And that's what we're doing in church services. Somebody say, what are you doing in church services? Well, we're practicing for heaven is what we're doing. And so we're having a practice rehearsal here tonight, and we're practicing in heaven. And let me say, if church is boring to you, I would definitely change, because when you get to eternity, that's why it's going to be forever. So you got to learn to be, and let the Holy Spirit make it exciting. Don't be religious. Let the Holy Spirit be alive to you, and let it be an exciting. I tell you, the Holy Spirit's been one of the most exciting adventures into my life, into Elaine's life, and it's never, ever been boring. I can't think of any time that was ever boring. Because the Holy Spirit is always introducing you into new areas. Now, we've been talking about, and we're going to talk about several more, but we've been talking about that God, the Holy Spirit's introducing us into a new level of knowing. God causes us to know. Just like what happened to Larry, exactly when he began to have that attack, he began to know some things. He began to know that most people, Larry only had one pain. And that most people would say, well, you know, but see, you have a new level of knowing. And the Holy Spirit let him know he needed to get somewhere and he needed to take care of that. Amen. And so that's what this level of knowing can do. The level of knowing can tell you about health. It can tell you about your children. It can tell you about your job. It can tell you how to make it financially. This new level of knowing. Now, what makes it a realm in the area of the spiritual is something you've not learned. It's not learned things. That would be in the area of the physical. It's not a learned knowledge, but it's a given knowledge. The Bible says a word of knowledge means a portion God gives you. God didn't give you all knowledge, because if he gave you all knowledge, man, our brains would blow up completely, you know. But he gives you a word of knowledge. He gives you a fragment of something he knows that you don't know, that's for your benefit, that will help you. Just like that word he sent me to Gary. He said, God said he loved me. Did he sign that card to me? I mean, God lets you know something that you could not know. And also when you begin to move in that arena, then you want to begin to move in the arena of feeling. You begin to sense that you have five physical senses out here, but there's a complete other sense, and really almost all your five physical senses are just representation of something that you have inside spiritually. That there are feelings that God wants you to experience on the inside of you. Now, we all know what the feeling of fear is, what the feeling of anger is, what the feeling of depression is, what the feeling of discouragement. God wants you to be able to feel some other things. One of the easiest ways, as I told them Sunday, one of the easiest ways to hear God, because God speaks in all languages. Everybody say all languages. All language came from God in the beginning, but He has languages that He's able to make known unto us. And it came out in prayer meeting a week ago, I think, through Brother Brett, that through the we have access to angelic languages too. And so what I mean, and then God has languages that the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that are beyond words, that the words can't even express them. And one of the easiest ways to learn to hear God is to hear the voice of God in conviction. It's a convicting. It lines up with your conscience. It's so easy. It's easy to hear that one. Because when we begin to venture into areas that the Holy Spirit knows that we shouldn't see, Paul said, I never went against my conscience. That's what Paul said. He said, I never go against my conscience. Because that conscience is the voice of the Lord speaking to you, holding you from things. So it's just real important to know that God not only wants me to know things, He wants me to feel some things. And you begin to feel a green light, red light effect in your life. You will begin to feel a green light. You know things are okay. Always stop and be aware spiritually. Always stop whatever you're doing and be aware spiritually. It's just about be aware spiritually. We're so used to thinking and being aware physically. But God wants us to learn to stop. God cares about everything. God knows everything. And God wants you to just stop and be aware spiritually. And just stop and ask the Lord. And say, Lord, is this okay with you? Is this trip I'm taking, or this, whatever it is this okay with you? And then just give the Lord an opportunity to speak into that. Don't be presumptuous. That's the sin. That's one of the greatest sins we can commit, is the sin of presumption, of presuming what we think is God without giving Him an opportunity to speak into our life. So we don't just presume what's God. We stop and we ask the Lord. And you can just do it. You learn to do that. And I told you last week, it may start with you maybe three times a day, you remembering to do that. But what you want to do, you want to come to a place of discipline where everything, everybody say everything, everything is stopped and you ask the Lord. Because the Bible says, pray without ceasing. There should be a continual communication between us and God about everything in life. And so then we should be able to respond. All right, and then the third area that we talked about was, not only does God want me to know some things that He knows, and not only does He want me to feel some things that God can help me feel and sense, but God wants me to see some things. See some things. There's a level of seeing in the Spirit. You got to know that all your physical areas, they work in direct relation to your spirit man. For example, Jesus said, if you have ears to hear, let him hear. Now, He's not talking about everybody can hear here. But what He's talking about, there are spiritual ears. There's a spiritual perception that God wants you to be able to hear also. And God wants to let you know what's going on in life from His point of view. And how many know it's just better from God's point of view? I mean, it doesn't take no rocket scientist to know that if you want to see further, you go higher. And if you want to see, I mean, you can get on one of the mountains and you can see many miles, which you can't see on the regular plane. So God's perspective of everything is so much better. Amen. He can see further. See, if you're going to run by your own knowledge, you're going to only going to see today what your hope is going to happen tomorrow. But when you operate from God's realm of knowledge, you're operating from a realm of God knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen next week, and He knows what's going to happen next year. And God can speak to you and give you a direction in accordance with that. Amen? Now, I want to real quickly turn to Acts chapter 27. Because I just want you to see this in the realm of Paul. How Paul operated daily life. How he operated daily life. And he was connected spiritually. He was aware spiritually how he just operated in his daily life. And how several areas, in fact, all these areas that we've talked about already, how that they were used, Paul was connected with them, and Paul could see what others couldn't see. He could hear what normal people couldn't hear, and he could feel what normal people couldn't feel. Acts chapter 27, verse 10. Now I want to show you through Paul's deliverance here, how many times that in this one incident, the gifts of the Spirit or the Spirit of God was used. All right, in verse 10 it says, saying, this was Paul, men, I perceive. Now notice what he said. How did he know this? He's perceiving it. He's perceiving. Now this word perceive, it has involved in it is the ability to see spiritually. He said, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss. Not only of the cargo and the ship, but also our lives. He perceived that. Inside him, he knew that this trip that he was on was going to end in a disaster. God wants to be able to tell us strong things and us be able to handle them in faith. If God can show you strong things, then you can turn big things around. I want you to just watch the wonderful progression of God as He worked here. In verse 10 says, Paul said, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of cargo and ship, but also our lives. He knew there was a disaster that was waiting him. Now I want you to know, presumption would have said, nothing's wrong, nothing evil is going to happen to me. Presumption would have said that. But a person that's led by the Spirit doesn't presume things. They hear things. They know things, and they know things with a confidence. The confidence is this. Even if what God is showing me is hard, if I will follow God, God has a good end to this thing. Because all things, if I follow the Spirit of the Lord, God takes all things and causes them to work together for good, to bring out a good purpose. Like verse 11 says, nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman. I mean, what's that is, there's people that's going to be around you that they're going to be persuaded by the physical things. They're not wanting to listen to you spiritually. All right, now in verse 15 it says, so when the ship was caught. Now I want you to notice, people that you're aligned with can have a lot to do with what happens to you. People that you're aligned with. Paul was aligned with these centurion soldiers. But he wasn't by choice. He was a prisoner this time. And even in that prison situation, he started telling them. He said, I'm perceiving the Holy Spirit is telling me that something bad is going to come out of this situation. But because he was aligned with them, he couldn't stop it. But what I want you to know is, if you listen to the Holy Spirit can always bring a good end out of a situation. Listening to the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. See, sometimes things are beyond our control. That's what Paul said. He said, I can't control this. I can't stop this trip. He said, I'm perceiving that God's saying that this trip is going to be with a rough situation. But he said, I'm not in control. And if we continue on this, it's going to be bad. I'm out of control, but I can't control it. All right, now, verse 15 says, so when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive. Verse 20. Now, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. This is Paul talking. All hope. Do you see what he's operating here with? Not only the situation he knows bad, but God has told him it's going to be bad. He's perceiving it. He's got this red light going off inside him. That's why it's just important to know, to learn, to listen and follow. Because most of the time, we're in a place where we can stop that trip. Because most of the times, we're in control of our lives. And most of the time, we say, well, I'm going to get off this boat. You understand? How important it was for Paul to know that he had a red light had come up to him on this trip. The Holy Spirit was letting him know, something's wrong is going to happen. Something bad is going to happen. I do not know how many times in my life that I have had that same thing. How many of you had that same thing going off on the inside of you? If something bad's going to happen, don't do this. Don't walk down that road. Don't do that. Don't walk down that road. I remember at one point, as being a pastor, not only do you perceive things for yourself, but the Bible calls an overseer, you perceive things for other people a whole lot. Now, everybody does, and people in families and things like that, but as a pastor, that's the gifting. And you able to perceive things. And I do not know how many times. I can't tell you the times that I have sat and begged people, please do not do this. This is not going to be good. I perceive this thing is not going to be good. And people are just headstrong to do what they want to do. And what you've got to know is most of the time you're in control and you can't be headstrong. You got to yield to the Lord. You got to let God be in control of your life. If He's going to guide you, if He's going to protect you, you've got to let God be in control. You've got to let God say, don't go on that trip, even if that trip has a lot of good things that you're planning to. If God's got to be the Lord. And if what God knows is going to benefit you, then you've got to be willing to obey it and follow suit with it. Amen? So what Paul said is here, all hope. Now he's speaking here. He said, all hope that we would be saved is gone. He said, because I perceived this red light inside me that said, don't go. And Paul said, I was out of control. I had to go. I was a prisoner. And so all hope was gone. Verse 21. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, I'm going to tell you what, God can let you not only perceive something, God can let you know something no one else knows too. After long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me. Wow, how many times have we all felt that way? Men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. I can remember a few years ago sitting right in the office inside here. And a lady said, I'm going to divorce my husband. And I said, what grounds do you have? And she said, I don't want any grounds. She said, God told me to divorce him. And I said, God didn't tell you that if there's no grounds there. God did not tell you that. If you continue to proceed, well, that lady walked out of that office that day so upset with me because I would not agree with her sin. She was saying that God had told her to divorce her husband and there was no grounds whatsoever. Immediately inside me, over her life, because I had been her pastor for a number of years, immediately inside me, these red lights were just going off, going off, going off, going off, going off. But she left out there totally mad. Well, she just told me, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do what I think. And so she did what she think. I'm going to tell you, if God didn't care about you, He wouldn't give you pastors. If God didn't care about you, He wouldn't give you family. If God didn't care about you, He wouldn't bring people around your life to help you. We all need help from time to time. And we've got to be willing to yield to the Lord. So she left out of that office that night just totally upset with me and totally upset. So she went on and did her thing. Today, her life is in destruction. Now, the man that she divorced, a godly man. Now, that godly man for a few years, his life, he fumbled. He couldn't find, but I'm going to tell you what, God is faithful. And that all of a sudden his life began to soar like a rocket and began to shoot straight up and is still a star for the glory of God. Her life is still in destruction and his life is taken care of. Can you say amen? We've got to trust the Lord. You've got to trust the Lord. All right, then it says in verse 21, you should have listened to me and not have sailed. Verse 22, I want you to notice the progression, how the Holy Spirit uses gifts to help you. Verse 22, and now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. Now, this is what you've got to understand on presumption. You can only go by what God tells you. I want to say, well, God's going to take care of my ship. That's not what God said. God said that ship's going down. But God said, I'm going to take care of you. You've got to learn to hear God correctly. And you've got to trust God that God knows. See, the Lord was working out a future plan that it was important for that ship to go down. There was a whole island that needed to hear about Jesus. And if that ship hadn't have went down, that whole island and those whole people would not have known, come to know the Lord. You gotta trust God. Everybody say, trust God. You gotta hear, and you don't live a presumptuous life. You just don't take for granted. That's what Saul did. Saul said, well, I don't have to wait on Sunday. I can go into battle and I'll win this battle. No, you can't go into battles and win battles if you're not willing to hear from the Lord and follow His direction. Amen. Or he said, in verse 22, he said, now I urge you. This is what Paul heard again. I urge you, take heart, for there shall be no loss of life. Verse 23, for there stood by me this night. I'm going to tell you, there are people that can see things. God wants to make you a person that can see what other people can't see. He was on a ship. He was a prisoner. Guards were all around him. They couldn't see the angel, but Paul could see the angel. Paul had to tell them that an angel was there. God wants to reveal to you, let you see some things that's going to bring great encouragement into your life. God wants to let you see some things that's going to help you to know how God's going to take care of you and help you. God wants to reveal and let some of you see what you're fighting. I had one lady come running back in here one night. She said, I'm never coming to this church again. I said, why? Like it shocked me. And I said, why? She said, I saw a demon sitting back there by that door. Well, let me tell you what. If our eyes would open, we'd probably see, according to the Bible said, we'd see a lot of demons around this place. But we'd also see a host of angels. Amen. So you got to allow the Lord to reveal to you and let you see some things. And you can't be scared of things. You got to always know that God's working things together for your good. Now, Lord has opened my eyes several times. I've seen both sides. It's easy for me to see the angelic side. Almost, I told you that last week, almost any time. Because I asked the Lord, I wanted to be a seer. I want to see what God wants me to see. I want to hear what God wants me to hear. I want to know what God wants me to know. I want to feel what God wants me to feel. I want to, as much as I can, as much as power I have, to disconnect from a physical world, because I want you to know, I'm just a traveler passing through this. I'm in training for heaven. And I believe with all of my heart, God is wanting us to be connected now in ways when we get to heaven, it will just be life to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, the way some people treat spiritual things now, when they first get in heaven, they're going to have to go to grammar school on spiritual. You understand? I mean, they're going to have to catch up. God's wanting us to learn some things spiritually now. All right, and then Paul said, all right, Bill Austin, verse 23 says, for there stood by me this night an angel. All right, you see what already, to bring Paul to this place, he's had a word of knowledge, God, he's perceived on, he had a red light going off inside him, saying, this trip's going to be bad, don't go. Paul said, I don't want to go, but I'm under somebody else's control. And Paul went. And then he began to perceive things. Then he began to know things. Now his eyes are open spiritually, and he can begin to see an angel. Larry, I dare say that there Monday, when you was on your trip to Little Rock, I dare say there was several angels that was accompanying you on that trip. Amen. The Bible says that God gives His angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. So every way that we're going, God has angels assigned to that. If we become aware of it, then we can use that. All right, then, and then it says, there stood by me an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve. And what the angel said, it said, do not be afraid. Why does God want you to see things? Because God wants to eliminate fear. The very thing that the devil will use to try to destroy people's life and to stop God is fear. Where you have fear, it stops God's power. God's power can only move in our life if we can move in faith. That's why it is important that we hear, that we feel, and that we see. Because if we can feel what God is feeling, then if we can hear, and then if we can see, it will build faith inside of us. So what happened was, Paul's eyes were open and he saw an angel. There, that ship's all being tattered, right in the middle of a storm. Can you imagine what was going on in that boat? But right in the midst of that, no one else saw it, but Paul saw an angel. Paul saw an angel, and that angel said, Paul, don't be afraid. It said, I've given you your life, and I love that next part. I've given you the lives of those that sail with you. Amen. That angel, Paul seeing that angel and him having faith, was able not only just to supply for his life, but it took care of everybody on board. Now, if Paul hadn't have been a spiritually inclined person, he would have seen nothing. He'd been wringing her hands like everybody else. He'd been giving up hope and not, you know. But because, see, spiritually inclined people don't do like that. You get pushed up against a wall, but you know, man, God's going to knock a hole in that wall. And the Lord is going to reveal to you the ways to move the things. Can you say amen? Said, don't be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. Indeed, I've granted you those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men. Verse 25. What does words from the Lord do? Why do we see things spiritually? Why? He said, for I believe that it will be just as it was told unto me. It's to build that faith. That's what God's trying to do. It was God's will to save that ship from the very beginning. But all these keys had to be in place for that ship to be saved. If any of these keys would have been out of place. And so I just wonder how many things has happened in my life that I've suffered through. That God had the keys spiritually. That God had the keys. But because I was unaware. I was unaware. Some people saying, God, I mean, that just hurts. Most of the time I could, God, why did you allow this to happen? And most of the time I could just cry. I can feel the heart of God. God said, I'm doing everything I can do. Everything I can do. God said, I'm doing everything I can do to stop this situation. I'm doing everything I can do to turn it around. I'm doing everything I can do. He said, won't somebody hear me? He said, won't somebody listen to me? Won't somebody? He said, I need somebody on earth that will listen to me. I need somebody on earth that will hear me. I need somebody on earth that will say amen and let me do it. Because I tell you, for God to do things on earth, He needs you. Your theology may not allow that, but your theology is wrong. For God to do things on earth, God needs you. You are His doorway into this world. God wants to be first, allow you to be the doorway into your life. God wants to move. God loves you. He cares about you. And if you'll begin to hear from God, then God will be able to change your world. So that eventually, through that training, because see, you will be trained about things you really care about. So eventually, God will be able to use you and other things that He really cares about. Because not only does God care about your family, which He does deeply, but God cares about every family on this earth. But God's got to have somebody that will be trained by the Holy Spirit, to hear from heaven, to see from heaven, to feel from heaven, so that not only your family, but all the families of this earth can be blessed. That's what the testimony was about Jesus, that in all the families of the earth, they would be blessed. Every family. So God wants you to learn to see things. God wants you to learn to see things. God wants you to learn to know things. God wants you to learn to feel things with Him. Feel things with Him. God wants you to learn that. And it's sometimes learning is a process. So sometimes hit, sometimes miss. But eventually you'll become an expert. Eventually you'll become more efficient at hearing God, feeling God, and seeing God. Lord, we thank You for tonight, and we just give You the praise and the glory. We thank You for Your presence here. We thank You for Your prayer. How many you want to say, Lord, I want You to help me to learn. I want You to help me to learn to be a spiritual inclined person. I want You to help me, Lord, to learn to see things and trust things that I see, because Paul trusted things that he saw. Lord, I want You to help me to learn to see things and to feel things, Lord, and to be convinced in my spirit, Lord, as Paul was convinced that he believed that what had been spoken to his heart would come to pass. Lord, very same testimony that Mary had when that angel appeared to Mary and told her about Jesus. And she said, I will believe that those things that were spoken to me. Lord, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us.